Rakitza ran on the Chalban on page Nun Aleph. Ike Hagula Bavai Hadas. This whole sefer is shining with the Irish on Mashiach. We'll see so much here. Reinu Ashnei Ashlovim Shel HaGeula. We learned from the very beginning of the sefer that there are two stages, there are two shlavim. The two shlavim with Geula. Remember, the first is the return, the beginning of the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. The bones somehow coming together. The bones, the vision of Yechezkel coming together. And then, slowly, slowly, the second shlav of the return of life to those dry bones. So there are two shlavim. The main shlav, or the main hisayrus of waking up from galus, is not by the first shlav of kibbutz galus. It's wonderful. It's exciting. In these past 100 years plus, 120, 130 years, to see Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The kibbutz galus that's taking place. And even the Jews that are not going back, like ourselves, that were still languishing here in the five towns, but we think about it and we want to. We're trying to figure it out. And that itself is a huge, huge brocha. But that's the first shlav. That's soid chitzonius hagula. And we learned that that's the soid of the chitzonius hagula. The external, more basic shlav of redemption of Gula. Kihi gedela chitzainis shel haguf, v'lo gedila sadas v'hachavaso. So the guf, the body of the Jewish people, is finally, after thousands of years, the body of the Jewish people is returning to health. We're getting healthy again. Oh Hashem. We have our own place. You know, we're working out. We're taking care of ourselves. We're starting to get healthy again. It's been so many years since we've been healthy. When we read in Tanakh, it looks very different from the way that we've been living these years. The tzaddikim and the way life was in Tanakh, it's very, very, very different. And we're coming back. We're coming back to that health. The first thing is to be home. It's very hard to live a healthy life and you're homeless. So we're returning home and we're taking an interest again in health, in our health, physically, emotionally, intellectually. Gedila sadas v'achavos. U'bishlav ze adayin noisanu bepiruda. We haven't yet completed this by any means. There's still terrible period. There's still terrible differences that are keeping Jews from each other. Not to feel that echad. Not to feel that we're all cells of the same body. There's still terrible, terrible period. Hu kamoshal tinok shenolad. This is like a newborn baby. Shebetchila mispateach rak begufo. That at the beginning stages of the baby, all we really see is the physical development. In the early months, I mean, every parent has all kinds of dimensions. You know, after 3 days that my kid did something intelligent, you'd be lucky. You know, it's funny thing, because like when he's 18, you say there's nothing he does is intelligent. But after 3 days, he's like such an Eluyisha kid, he's going to be a Rogatchev of Erve, so it's going to be this kid. But the truth is that when they're little, physically they begin to develop. So, rak lachem ken bar chlal das atzmis. And even though they start to mumble and talk a little bit, but as far as das atzmis, real mature thinking, a mature way of looking at things and thinking, to be able to think in the abstract and so on, that takes a long time. So physically, the Jewish people have been developing, and we're regaining that health that we lost over Golus, and we're coming back to the land, and we're working the land, and even in Chutz La'aretz, we're trying, and so on. But we're still babies, we're still infants. V'noida b'divei HaRizal, sheshlav ha'ibur, shlav ha'yinika, nekroim katnas. In the Kisveri, it's a very big subject, we're not going to go into the Kabbalah part of it, but there's a shlav that's called pregnancy, and then there's a shlav, a stage of the child's life, and of every person's life, that's called, even an adult, that's called yinika, when you're nursing. But all of that is still called katnas. It's still katnas. Until you're on your own. While you're in the mother, what the mother is eating, that's what you eat. You're just an uba yarechima, you're just a limb, a part of the mother. And even after you're born, the mother's nursing you. You haven't been weaned yet. You're not your own person. You're not your own person. V'nerochem kimat kedover echad mamish. The child and the mother is kedover echad mamish. It's like it's one being, the child and the mother. This is why we see that we're now in the parashiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole ibur and yinika and development of the Jewish people through the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that, and the way it's described in the Torah is goy mikerev goy, like Chazal say, like a fetus that was inside the mother's womb and then is born, that Yetzias Mitzrayim was a type of a birth, and then the development through Sfiras HaOmer to Kabbalah Torah and to be able to be mature, which really until we'd come to Eretz Yisrael and even then the different kufas that we had, until now, it's all part of our growth. It's all part of our growth. But in Mitzrayim we were babies. We were still inside the mother there, and then that birth of leaving didn't mean that we were fully developed. It's been a long time, and we're developing. The ikka kaimas adam hu shlav his galus adas. The ikka, the main kaimas adam, the true stature of a human being, is that shlav when this is galus adas. Now, officially, by a girl it's 12, and by a man it's 13, but of course that's also something that we have limudim of why it is davka 12 and 13. That's not important for now. But especially now, it's very, very, very rare. I just met a bar mitzvah bacher that is unbelievably mature. I don't think I saw such a thing the way he talks. Mamash, something interesting how he was talking. Such a bardas. He was really very interesting to see. But the generally speaking, when you become bar mitzvah, it's not like you wake up that morning and you become a bardas. Why is it how is it that they were kaveya that sheer of das? But that's not for now. But the point is that maturity is das. Maturity is das. You see, and I'm talking about this maybe on Shabbos because I'm thinking about this a lot because of all the limudim that we're doing, everything comes together. Because this is what we're talking about also in Erev Shabbos by Rav Kook, that you see how Rav Tzadik and Preet Tzadik and Ois Beis and Parashas Bo, he talks a lot about this, that the last week's parasha, there were seven makis, and this week's, the three last makis. Right. Arba, Choshech, and Machis B'chayrus is this parasha. And the Tzadik talks about the seven makis, Chesed, going backwards from Malchus to Chesed. And that in this week's parasha, these are the three makis. Now it's the makis of Chabad, the three moichin, the three levels of thinking, of das, of understanding. The highest, of course, is Machis B'chayrus, which is Kenega, the mid of Keser. The Midah of Keser. If you look there in the coin, you'll see he talks about very, very remarkable things. And the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think everybody here knows that when we were in Mitzrayim, our das was in a state of terrible galus, like infants, like babies, in terms of our awareness of the truth and awareness of Hashem, babies. And the markers, through the markers, every marker corresponds to one of the ma'amaras of creation, and one of the spheres, the ten koiches and nefesh, and the ten markers. And working from all the way from the last, from Malchus, which is Kenegadam, and all the way up to the highest sphere, which is Keser, the Midas of Chabad, of Chochmah Bina Das, the last three markers, and the final, the Bechor of Mitzrayim is the Bechor of the Das of Tuma, the Das of the other side, an impure way of thinking to bring us to a level of being able to think and to be aware of Hashem. That's what all the Pesukim are constantly saying, V'yadatam k'ani Hashem, V'yadatam k'ani Hashem. What does that have to do? Markers, V'yadatam k'ani Hashem. It's interesting. It's a lot to talk about, but there are some talks a little. But V'yadatam k'ani Hashem, it's to come to that's the beginning of the parasha. L'man t'esav v'asne b'ircho v'en m'incho s'asher s'alat m'sveh s'ay s'asher s'an t'ibam. V'yadatam k'ani Hashem, V'yadatam k'ani Hashem. The whole tachlis of Yitzias and Shaim is to bring us to a place of V'yadatam k'ani Hashem. That a Jew should have das, v'yadatam k'ani, mature, independent, clear, v'yadatam k'ani Hashem, to have das. And that the koyach of Mitzrayim is that klipa which is against, is the das of the other side, paro. There's a lot to talk about, maybe a little more on Shabbos, but it's the whole that whole klipa of not being a person that has a das, that has a way of thinking that's clear and that's mature and that's healthy and that's fully developed. And the whole sugi of Yitzias and Shaim is to come to that inyan of yadatam k'ani Hashem. And all of Golus has been that way. Even though we left Mitzrayim, all of these years of Golus is to bring us to a place of yadatam k'ani Hashem. Yadatam k'ani Hashem. Moichin de Godless. Moichin de Godless. Because the ick of a person, of course, is das. That's the ick of a person, is das. L'chein kol shlav harishon sheleidoso gediloso enekori al shmoi. V'adayin b'chines u'beyerachimo. Therefore, the baby inside the mother's womb doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a name. What is it? It's an u'beyerachimo, which means it's an extension of the mother. It's an organ of the mother. It doesn't have its own das, and without das, so it doesn't have a name. A name means that there's something here that has das, that's on its own. The higher of mahavim avro das, and therefore the child doesn't have his own das. It's what the parents think. It doesn't make his choices, whatever. It's the parents thinking. Livnoisa la'achina la'atzma'uso v'shleimus haviyaso. It's the job of the parents to prepare him and to that he should become somebody that's independent and to come to a place of shleimus, to come to a place of das. That's the job of the parents. And the same way that it is with an individual child, so it is with the Jewish people, with the nation, with the people. Moichin shel geula. That Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is beginning to have, just the beginning to have a moichin of geula, of being independent, of being of a nation that's we take care of ourselves. We don't need others to take care of us. A moichin of geula on so many levels. What that means, lahovin lahasigas hametzias v'avay ba'anan nimtzayim. A bar das understands the metzias that he's in. Not like a child. The child doesn't know to go into the street, not to run into the street, doesn't know what's good for him or what's bad for him, doesn't know what's good for him or bad for him. Just had a conversation an hour ago with a mother who said that she's having this argument with the 11-year-old son, that the 11-year-old son wants to have his own phone, unfiltered, a smartphone, an 11-year-old phone, 11-year-old boy. And the mother said to me that he says to her, this is what he says. She says, you know, even adults, it's not so easy to discern what's right and what's bad and what's good. He said, you don't trust me. So she doesn't know what to answer. He says, you don't trust me that I know what's right for me, I know what's wrong for me. Of course, the answer is no, I don't trust you at all. Not because you're a liar. You're a baby. You might think that you're an adult, but you're not. And a child doesn't understand how dangerous things are. It doesn't understand. It doesn't have a moichin of geula, of taking care of himself. And now it's later and later and later that they'll take care of themselves. You see that men don't want, how many men, not, you see in the Welt, in the world, that they don't want to get married. They don't want to have families. They don't want to get married. And you talk to them, and even from people, you know, it's to take care of a wife and take care of kids. I like to enjoy myself. But I'm 35 years old. You want to enjoy yourself? Such a meichem that you were created to have fun or something, to enjoy yourself. What do you want to do that you haven't done yet? He wants to enjoy himself. I have these conversations with people, from people. They're in the 20s, late 20s, 30s. Not that it's not working out for them and that the shidduch fell. Well, they don't really want. They don't really want. It's like, I need to take care of somebody else. It's the greatest thing in the world is to be able to have responsibility and to take care. It's a complete unawareness. But to be able to look at the Mitzias in a way of Geula, of Yemesa Mashiach, Hadas, Hashem HaMefurish. He's referring to something from Rav Kook. That when Mashiach, when a person has Das, he knows how to speak the name of Hashem in a clear way. That's Rav Kook's lashon. He knows how to express. When he speaks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows what he's saying. He knows what it means when you say Hashem Yazor. How many Paskas say we know what that means? When we say the name of Hashem, look, Hashem Hashem HaMefurish. So now we're not allowed to use the Shem Hashem HaMefurish, the actual name of Hashem. We don't say it. We read it, we think, but we don't know how to, we don't say the name. So that's in the Nevgolus. When Mashiach will come, he will be able to say the Shem Hashem HaMefurish and B'samikdash, the way it's supposed to be. To understand, what does it mean to be in Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean to be in Eretz Yisrael? You can sit around nowadays with kids, and this is especially with girls, and when they talk about Eretz Yisrael, about their experiences, Gevaldik, and after 2 minutes, it usually gets to my favorite restaurant, my favorite place. You know, it gets to the food. Because in Eretz Yisrael now, when I was there, when I was a kid, there was hardly anything you could eat. There wasn't anything with a legitimate heksher. So now you could fresh and everything. All these restaurants, they're so excited about the Americans coming. They never saw such a thing like the Arab Mamish. They're coming there. They have all these Americans that are coming, that they're hungry. They're so hungry. And the Israelis can't afford these things. The Americans are filling all these restaurants. And what does it mean to come back to Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean to be in Eretz Yisrael? To have the das to appreciate the steps that we're taking towards geula, and to come back to that light that's been hidden since those early days of when we were a people, when we first became a people, that's been so hidden. To have a king, people, what's the musig of a king? To have Nevuah, and to have a Beis HaMikdash, and to have a Sanhedrin, and to live like that, and to it the way that we once did. Azai Yasur HaBilbulim, then all of the confusion will disappear. Avdan HaDerech VaMuvoch Amuvuchay Saviv Sheilas Achayim Achevra, all of the confusion that we've lost our way. All these questions about life. We have so many complicated questions about what's right and what's wrong, and the society and chevra and so on. Hayeud v'tachlis, what's the purpose of our existence? Uvesimcha v'gaon, with great joy and with great pride, behivus kodesh, to have holy clarity. V'oimetz chayim, and a strength of life. Nisroi Meim v'Nizdakev. We will be uplifted and straightened out and stand tall. L'chadish yemeni kekadne b'ruach Hashem, v'shanayis sabonu with the ruach of Hashem that's bubbling inside of us. Page Nun Beis. Zeu ha'shlav Hashem. All of this beautiful stuff, that's the second shlav. That's the shlav, that's the second stage that hasn't yet happened. There are signs of it happening. But zeu ha'shlav Hashem. Hashlav shano oimdem boi. And this is the shlav that we're up to now. This is the shlav that we're up to. V'hu shlav shavanasati ruchi b'chem v'chisa. We're now holding by the shlav in the vision of Yechezkel, where Hashem says to the dry bones that I've been gathering together and growing the flesh and everything else, v'nasati ruchi b'chem v'chisa. I will give my spirit into you and you will come back to life. We were zeichet to be born at this time, to live at this time. We're living at this time. It's unbelievable. Hamuska b'chazon ha'atzamas eveshes, in the vision of the dry bones. V'hu shlav bo ha'geula megiyah l'toydah. We're now living at a time where redemption is something that is, it's megiyah l'toydah. It's something we're beginning to sense. It's something which becomes part of our way of thinking. Redemption. It must become part of our way of thinking. L'rak the sidur achayim chitzayim. Not just how to take care of our external lives, even in terms of our Yiddishkeit, thinking about something, about where all of this is going. V'oz mechalchelasi el halavavis vel hamoiches la'archivam la'ha'ir u'la'ha'iram. And this light of geula, of life that's returning to us, is circulating within us, is bubbling within us, within the hearts and the minds, to expand and to illuminate. Lefkoch enei ivrim, to open up eyes that were blind. Leimer la'asurim tseyu, as it says in Ovi, that the Indian of Geula is to tell those who were imprisoned, tseyu, it's time to go out of jail. The doors are opening, to leave jail. Leimer la'asurim, Geula is to tell those who were imprisoned. Prison doesn't only mean in the Soviet Union when we were imprisoned. It doesn't only mean physical jail. Of course, it means when you're in the... A base house means a place where you're locked up in such a small and silly way of thinking. And for those who sit in darkness, to be completely, to see the light, to be revealed, to have the light revealed. Shlav zemutuar gam Yechezkel perek lamed vav. And this shlav is described very, very clearly and very beautifully in Yechezkel perek lamed vav. Shla'acher ha-shlav ha-rishon shehu gula saguf besoid ha-chitzaynis. After the whole vision of the dry bones coming back to life, Ka'imer lekachti eschem and ha-goyim mekibasti eschem mekol ha-aratzis. Right? Hashem says, I will take you from amongst the goyim and gather you together from all the lands where you were dispersed. Ve'evesi eschem alad maschem. That's the first shlav. And I bring you back to your land. That's the first shlav. Azay megi ha-shlav ha-shayni. Then we come to the second shlav, beginning over there, beginning by Chafei. Azay megi ha-shlav ha-shayni. Soid ha-geula b'pnimis. The second shlav is already maturing. It's not just the physical return and redemption to come back to our land and to be able to take care of ourselves and so on. But the second shlav, which is of course the ikar of Geula, b'soy v'nasati lochem leiv chadash. I will place inside of you leiv chadash, a new heart, leiv chadash. V'ruach chadasha eitein b'kir b'chem. And I will place within you a new ruach. Ruach chadosh, a lev chadosh, ruach chadosh. Shinesinas ruach al kerev klalos ha'am. That Hashem will infuse the Jewish people, will be filled with this new ruach. Kedvar hanavi ha-shadibe, like it says, and we all know these nevuas. V'sarakti aleichem mayim tahar. I will throw upon you mayim tahar, waters that are pure. You will become purified from all of the tumah and all the avodah zarah. Atahir eschem, I'll purify you. V'nesat lechem leiv chadash, ruach chadasha eitan b'kir b'chem. V'asireisis leiv ha'evan mipsarchem, I will take away, I'll remove the stone heart that's that's in your flesh. And nesatachem leiv basa, and you'll have a new heart, a heart, a fleishige, a heart that's of meat, not of stone. Flesh. Ves ruchi eitain bekirbechem. Ves ruchi eitain bekirbechem. Vasisi es asher b'chukai teleichu, and I will cause it to be that you will follow my mitzvahs. That you'll want to follow my mitzvahs. Not that you'll have to be forced to, but you'll want to follow my mitzvahs. U'mishpotai tishmur vasisam, and you're going to want to keep all of the mishpotim, all of the mitzvahs. Yishavtem ba'aretz, and you're all going to live in the land. Hashem nesati la'avoseichem, that I gave to the others. V'yisem li la'am, and you'll be my people. Anochi eyelachem lelukim, and I will be your God. This is not poetry or bubamaisis. This is the whole tachlis of everything in our lives to come to this. And we're zoicha to live in the generation where we're beginning to see this. We're beginning. There are those even that they're very, very oblivious to it, and there are others that I mentioned the other day. I was talking to this thing on the radio, and he asked me something, and I said, I was talking about it, it says in the Zohar Kodesh. Now, why is it? It's interesting that why there are some Jews that want to hear these kind of things, like you. You want to learn these things. And there are other Jews that if they would hear this, they would say, no, like, this is a total waste of time. What is this? You know, let's talk tachlis. What is this? Right? So the Zohar Kodesh says an amazing thing. You know, I mentioned that I was talking to that the Zohar Kodesh says that when the Baruch Hashem gave the Torah in Har Sinai, you know he said, "Anoich Hashem Lekecha." We heard directly from Hashem, "Anoich Hashem Lekecha Lo Yilucha Lehim Achem." Right? We heard the first two, "I am God, no other gods." We heard that directly from Hashem. So then the Jews got scared, right? They couldn't handle it. And they asked Moshe Rabbeinu to give over the rest. It's too much for us. So Zohar Kodesh says that there are descendants of the Jews who wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to speak, and there are descendants of the Jews who were very disappointed, and they wanted to continue to hear Hashem speak. Those are different kinds of Jews. The descendants of those who wanted to continue hearing Hashem speak, as scary as it was, he says they can't be satisfied in this world with hearing just chitzonius. They can't. It doesn't work for them. They're chalishing to hear Hashem, to hear Hashem speak. They're chalishing for pnimius. And if you ask why aren't you satisfied with the regular curriculum? What makes you so different? It's such a silly kash. Because I feel that if I don't learn these things, I'm going to die. That's why I used to tell people when they asked me when I was younger. And they would ask me, why do I have to learn these things? Why can't I be like everybody else? So I just started to say at some point, it was a way like to scare people away to stop bothering me. So I used to say, because if I don't learn it, I'm going to die. I go, whoa. So, okay. Nobody wants much to die. So they, okay. don't die. So it's okay. So, yeah. Do learn whatever you want. They got scared, you know. It's okay, learn whatever you want. Those are neshamas. Those are Jews that when by Har Sinai when they were told, you know, when there was whole tumult about Moshe Rabbeinu giving the rest and Hashem continuing to talk, they were the ones that said, no, we want Hashem, That's who you are. We want Hashem. And there are others who say, it's lo b'shvilenu, mefachei mizeh, le'echol, mashu, yoter midai, it's lo b'shvili. So we have to have Moshe say the rest. The neshamas of Geula, of Mashiach, that when they hear these psukim from Yechezkel Navi, they feel that it's not something which is in the distant future, something that would make... What does it mean? We're not talking here about something from the Kedushas Levi or the Rabbi Elimelech. Not that there's anything that is missing with that. But this is Yechezkel HaNavi. So tell a person, what does it mean? Leiv Baser. to have a heart that's made from flesh? What does it mean that not to have a heart that's made of stone? What does it mean, Ruach Chadasha? Ruach Chadasha, Eitan, what does it mean, Es Ruchi Nasati Bachem? Es Ruchi, what does that mean? When Rav Kook said, the Chalban just brought, that we'll be able to say the name of Hashem, what does it mean to say the name of Hashem? To speak about Hashem, of course a human being can't possibly grasp what that is, but we could do much, much more than we're doing. What does it mean, V'yadatem Es Hashem? There's much, much, much more that we could do. That when we say Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, it's not some kind of a thuster. It's that I want to be able to speak to Hashem directly, and I want to be able to hear it from Him directly. So there are Jews that have that rotzen that hasn't, if over all of the years of Golus, it has not only that it hasn't died out, but it's before Mashiach comes, there's a surge, a great surge of that rotzen to hear directly from Hashem. And not to be satisfied with something else. Not to be satisfied with hearing others talking all the time about Hashem. About Hashem. Every single shmuz I ever heard when I was a kid was about Hashem. It was about Yiddishkeit. It wasn't Sedem Zach, you know, to the Indian. It was all about, not to. I was always talking about Hashem, never talking to Him. It's never talking to Him. What does it mean to say Baruch Atah Hashem Kedabi Isha Re'eya? Like the question Samagi says, another tzaddik, Hamish Kedabi Isha Re'eya. Did you feel that you're talking to directly Hamish Kedabi Isha Re'eya? And again, if you say this to people who the Jews that were satisfied with Moshe Rabbeinu taking over the whole production, so then it doesn't mean anything. The question is whether it's a Baruch HaLevatol, it's not a Baruch HaLevatol. But whether or not you're talking to Hashem, or you're not talking to Hashem. No. You can test the how long was the tekiah, how short was the tekiah, what kind of shvarim were they, what kind of truas were they, but what happened to the tekiah inside? What happened? What did it do? What is that? Did that tekiah shayva? Did it reach something inside that's called the lev chadash, lev boser, ruach chadash? When the Rambam says to wake you up from your sleep, did it wake you up? If they ask ourselves these questions, we're living in the door of Geula, of redemption, does it wake? Do these things wake us up? Chavan says we're living by the threshold, by the door of this Isairus. They're already there are beginnings, beginning to feel these things. And talking about these things and thinking about these things and the svarim that are coming out and tzaddikim and mashpiim and things that are that's becoming much, much more common and regular way of talking about Hashem. These things that you see, it's unbelievable. And we're living at this time. Amiftan shesar zu kanafashas b'sheilos ma'od ma'od al madrega zu. Because the souls are very, very, very ripe and ready for this madrega. Shelos ma'od, like the cooked, ripe. The souls have been ripened over all of the years of Golas, especially these last years where there's a Hesiris to return to Eretz Yisrael and to learn Pnimius HaTorah and so on. That there's Shelos ma'od madrega azu. Luchya is chai am, we're very ripe, we're very ready to live the life of a nation. Not the shtiblach and kehilas. It's all beautiful and gold, but the life of a nation. Lachyos chaye on. Loi chaye prat. Not just the life of an individual Jew that's doing his best, but the life of the Jewish people, of a nation, of a nation. There was a letter that the Akedis Yitzchak, the Alexander Rebbe, Shushan Hashem should avenge his blood, that Akedis Yitzchak wrote to the Chassidim. It was in between the wars. He was killed, Akedis Hashem. The Alexander Rebbe had who knows how many thousands and thousands of Chassidim. In Poland, Alexander and Ger were the biggest Chassidis. Alexander was wiped out, mamish. So the Akedis Yitzchak wrote a letter to his Chassidim, And everywhere in Poland, in the towns and the villages, there were Alexander Stibloch. You know what that means, right? They were little Stibloch, little shuls. And in the cities, there were many, many fine Jews and Rabbanim who were extremely annoyed by that. They didn't like that matzav. They felt that everybody should come and daven, including the chassidim, should come to the big shul. And should daven in the big shul. As a big tzibur, and that the chassidim are messing up the tzibur, because they make all these shtiblach. There's a Alexander shtibul, there's a Radzina shtibul, there's a Gerish shtibul, you know, a Radomska shtibul. And the chassidim did this, as you know. This caused a lot of machlaikas. There were a lot of people that were angry, Rabbanim and so on, they were angry with this. And Alexander Rebbe wrote a letter of chizik to the chassidim because they were under attack. Apparently in one town, there was tremendous pressure on them. The people were trying to close down the Alexander Stiebel. I don't know which city, but they're trying to close down the Alexander Stiebel. And the Kedis Yitzchak wrote a letter. I don't remember where I saw this. I don't remember. But he wrote a letter in which he said that what I want more than anything is that Jews should learn to live for each other, to give to each other, and to live for each other. And he said that very often in these big places, in these big shuls, like the city shuls, he said, every person can like just have his like little corner, you know, and sort of become, like you have, in every shul that's not just a little shtiebel, you have that here too. Friday night, there are people that never will go downstairs, even if there's plenty of seats. You know what I mean? There's a certain sewer of a yid that they go into themselves and they hide and they. Okay, some of them are just socially awkward and they have any on them. That's understandable. They're afraid to be with people and I don't know. Okay, that's a certain issue. But what the Rebbe was saying is that it's too easy to hide in these places. But when you're in a shtiebel, and he says, and they're all following one Rebbe, and there are 40, 50 families. I want you to live for each other and to die mamish for each other, which is what was going on. And it happened, unfortunately, mamish at a bitter end. Not that you shouldn't love other Jews, but you should learn lemaisa, how every Jew is with another Jew. That you're inseparable. And he said, when you're in the big places, a lot of times you don't feel that. In the big place, you could just sort of like, you know, hide. But when you're in the shtiebel, again, there's not the same thing what's going on now. You have people that just don't want to see an older person or anybody over 35. So they're going, that's all part of hiding. You understand? What's going on now is just hiding. That's all just hiding. But he was talking about a way in Avodas Hashem with this dibuk haver mamish. To have a shtiebel that's built upon the asidus of that chassidus with dibuch aveim and emunah in the tzaddik and chassidus and avoda and davening and it was, he said, to create such a dveikus between Jews to feel that you have one soul. That's one of the big things that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was brought to the world, the Baal Chassidim, to have. And this you still have even now, there's something of this. Not like it used to be, maybe, but even now, if somebody is a square chassid, if he's a card carrying member of square, they die for each other. Those guys, mamish, it makes no difference. You're smart, you're rich, you're poor. Somebody was just telling me the other day that he does business with some Satna fella. He works in business a lot with the Satna guy, and he says that Kaseda, these people come. And this one says, I'm having a problem. This guy sits down, he writes for $50,000. Like this. There's nothing to ask. He gives all different kinds of Jews, not just to the Satma Chevra. But when it's one of the Chevra, that's it. Take care of you. It's one of the Chevra. It's a certain Musag that you have. You have that by certain Svadish Akilis also, but it's not a Chassidus, so it's not in that same way, because it's not based upon Avodas Hashem, the way that it is by Chassidim. And even now with the Chassidim, it's much, much less in terms of Avodas Hashem. It's much more of a social, cultural type of a thing, but it's also very holy, but it's not as strong. But it's a different moichin. It's a certain moichin of to get out of the prat, to get out of myself, just being as, you know, my life is just about me. It's about feeling the responsibility for other Jews and to be part of something that's bigger than yourself. Which again, you could do that in a big shul too, in a big place. You could do that if you get involved, but it's much easier not to get involved. When you're in a shtiebel, and it's just those few families, you know, everybody's got to take care of each other. That's you have to take care of each other. And the stories that I grew up hearing from, and how Jews took care of each other when they were in the camps, what they did, and how they lived, you know, to help each other, what they were doing for each other, the different stories that I read about and that I heard from my parents, what was going on. With such mesivus nefesh that the Jews were doing for each other. So you see that a lot of this with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was so strong in this that it stayed very, very, very strong by Chassidim. That when you look at these Chesed organizations with the Chassidim, they're at the forefront of these things. Not that there aren't non-Chassidim also, but if you take a look, it's very lopsided. The amount of Chassidim that are Isaac and these in Yanim. Of these kind of inyanim, Bikacholim and Achnaskal, these kind of inyanim, that there was a certain hergish, there's a certain chush that was brought of this feeling of, you know, all for one and one for all. You know, this feeling of dibuk haveim and responsibility for other Yidden that is very, very, very strong by the Chassidim. Again, it's by all Jews, there's a strong feeling. But this inyan is very, very strong by Chassidim. Even Hayom, even today, with everything else that's been lost over the years, is very strong. Lo chayei prat, that's what the Chavan is saying. To stop, not to live anymore, just chayei prat. L'hargish ketei b'guf gadol. To feel like you're like a cell, like we spoke about earlier, in this body. Lo ki yeshus bodeda. It's not like a yeshus bodeda. It's like just... It's about you and you're by yourself. A Yeshus Bodedus. It's many, many people feel that way. You know, it's hard, especially when you grow up and you're in yeshiva. All the Bachim, they grow up in yeshiva and they have the Chevr in yeshiva and a Bis Medrash. And then you leave and you're in the world. It's a very, very lonely feeling. It's a very, very lonely feeling. The girls, it's not as strong because there was a different upbringing. It wasn't the life of the Bis Medrash as much, and the, you know, I go to seminary also, but it's not the whole all the years in Bis Medrash, and then the dormitory and the chlal, that whole life of a yeshiva, being in yeshiva, and the yeshiva. There's also a feeling of tremendous achrayus, one for another, one bocher for another bocher in yeshiva, and that we're part of something very, you know, with each other, and we look out for each other and take care of each other. And then you go out into the world, and it's yeshus bodedus. You feel very, very broken, very, very alone. And there's a lot of sadness that brings. Hatzoedes al gairola ha'ishi. Kilu, all you're worried about is your own personal destiny. My life, what's going to be with my life. The schar by Lama, and what's going to be the schar that I can make by doing my mitzvahs and masam tov, and what schar can I get? What can I gain in the next world? What can I benefit? Which is a very noble thing, but self kol self, it's still a fixation on oneself, as opposed to having a klal yisrael way of thinking. So this is essentially the beginning of understanding what it means, leiv chadash, leiv basar. Ruach Chadasha. We don't have to think of it in terms of something esoteric and very, very spiritual, although that's all true. But the beginning of that Lev Chadash, the Lev Bos, the Ruach Chadasha, is this mature awareness of not being alone, of feeling an achrayus for the Jewish people, of being part of something much bigger and not being so small and separate. That's the beginning of this Eruvus of Das, of Moichin the Godless, of the Moichin of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of leaving the Meitzarim, that smallness of your own little life. We should be Zeich Mishem to become fully matured. Okay. So we're going to have Marv in a few minutes, two minutes we'll have Marv, and then Rabbi Zakatinsky is back, so there'll be a Kashi with Rabbi Zakatinsky after Marv. Oh. I'm so sick of you involved.
At this time, I asked him, do you have anything?
That's so sweet. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey.
I love you, 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 I love